There was no better place yesterday than to launch a project honouring leading owner, owner's advocate, bloodstock consultant and buyer Nick Collum than at Caulfield yesterday on Guineas Day, where it was the scene of many of his most important victories. Instrumental in the behind the scenes of this project, Tony Kavanagh, our first guest this morning on Talking Horses. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm sure you're very happy to have seen the project launched yesterday in honour of your great friend Nick Collum.
Well, it was. It was a very moving day for me. Merely was he a very good friend and a major client in the 80s and 90s, godfather to my son Daniel. But to know that John Massaro was there, and what an amazing day John Massaro had as well. And, yes, it was... just one of those things. Nick is a great character, has been a great character. He contributed so much to life and witnessed all of his successes. And very few people, you know, who are only buying one or two yearlings a year, sometimes one a year, had that success that he had. And starting off with Megari at Caulfield and then going through the two Caulfield Cups, going through winning the Blue Diamond, and very, very significant. And I was very grateful to Melbourne Racing Club for allowing us to do that today or yesterday.
So what was announced yesterday, Tony, was that yourself and John Massaro came up with the idea to create a statue of Nick, who, of course, died suddenly last August, and to introduce the sculptor Linda Klarfeld, who will make this statue that will be erected at Arrowfield starting the Hunter Valley.
That's right. When the there was a service, a memorial tribute to Nick at Flemington, and John, I was talking to John there, and he was incredibly upset and still grieving, as we all were. And I said, look, I want to talk to you over the ensuing months, which we did, and we caught up at the Magic Millions. Spoke to Bruce Wilson, who was with Nick when he passed, and he was a very close friend of Nick's as well. And I said, look, this is what we're going to do, and let's work on that. So for me, with my background in racing, art and music, and I'm thinking of myself in a way as an artist as well, I want to tell a story. So we wanted to get the key players, so obviously Nick and then John and Bruce, and I'll get some a selection of other racing people. But then there's obviously the family, and I can tell you the joy that the children are receiving about this whole project is just fantastic. And to witness Nick Collum Jr.'s, he's so excited on behalf of all of his siblings. And then the other thing is I will get a Footscray, a Western Bulldogs part, because trying to tell Nick's life and meandering through the various sectors. So we're three quarters of the way through doing a thing. There will be people can still be involved if they want to financially, but I want to finish off his life with a football component as well. And that's what we'll have people from Western Bulldogs involved. Yeah.
Mm. And a bit about the artist too, the sculptor, Linda Klarfeld. She's a highly regarded Australian artist specialising in figurative sculpture, and her public work includes statues of the pioneering cardiac surgeon Dr Victor Chang, St Mary MacKillop and St John Paul II, cricketers Keith Miller and Bill Woodfull, and AFL footballer Neil Roberts.
Yes, look, she was born in Prague and came out here when she was four. She's recently gone back to Prague to lecture at the main art academy there where she studied. And she's got students there now who want to come to Australia to learn under her. I'm working in collaboration with her. We've already done something in the music world. I'm working in collaboration with her because I want to extend myself in that area. And we're looking at not merely racing projects, but also because of my background as an Australia Day ambassador, and I've always loved regional Victoria, we're looking at projects in Ballarat and further afield. And she's got a sell-out audience for a lecture she's giving at the Opera House in a couple of weeks' time. But she's also became the first female in history to do the Prime Minister's bust. She did Tony Abbott, which is in the Ballarat Gardens, and next month she's doing Malcolm Turnbull. So she's really on the cusp of quite international recognition, and we understand each other's creativity and all that, and I think it's I'm finding it a very exciting project, and there are other, you know, announcements which will be forthcoming. So
wonderful, Tony. And being at Caulfield yesterday in the context of this project must have brought back a lot of fond memories of the times with Nick back in the heyday, of course. I mean, he won so many amazing races at Caulfield, two Caulfield Cups with Tristark and Impazira, the Caulfield and Underwood Stakes with Tristark, the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes and Toorak Handicap with Megari. My Brown Jug won the St George Stakes for him and the Blue Diamond Kortzer. And yourself too, you had a bit of major success at Caulfield, having won a Blue Diamond with Let's Get Physical.
That's right. I always used to say to Nick, look, anyone can just pick up a yearling catalogue and purchase a Blue Diamond winner. I said, you've got to do a bit more work to be able to breed and race it as well. We used to have that banter. But yes, we shared that fantastic thing. And look, 50th running of the Blue Diamond is coming up next year. And so it'll be, I'm sure there'll be a lot of fond memories coming up with that.
Mm. He was a great character, Nick, and a friend to so many in the industry, both here in Australia and right throughout the world. His network's building, of course, during his later years spent working in a senior role with the Hong Kong Jockey Club. He's still sorely missed to this day.
He is. And what he did with the with TROA was the late Monty Milson had appointed him vice chairman of TROA, and unfortunately Monty passed away. And Nick then took that on statewide, nationally and internationally, and he crusaded for the owners like there was no tomorrow. And in my lifetime, there's only been two people with either the written or verbal word that would have shaken, say, racing establishment with a vision. One was Mark Reed, who I worked for a couple of years, and the other was Nick, and worked with. And he was courageous. He was a visionary. As you know, he was originally a journalist before he ventured down the entrepreneurial path. And he could really speak his mind, but he did have a great vision, you know. And the other ironic thing is too, yesterday, how satisfying for John Massara with the success, having bred the Guineas winner. He's had the chosen one out of the Flying Sperm there. He's had Flit out of the British Choice there. He's bred the, as I say, Super Seed and done deal. And for me too, I sold the first stallion I sent to New Zealand in the mid-80s was Fiesta Star, trained by the late Jim Maloney. And he stood at Hawke's Bay. And he's the maternal grandsire of Dundeal, because his granddaughter Starring was the champion filly in New Zealand, and so Dundeal standing at Arrowfield. So there was a whole lot of stuff, and Linda was very excited about this whole project, and she understands how meaningful it's more than just having a project. It's this connection with so many people and history. And this is part, I think, of what I want to do, and also going forward, not merely paying homage to the history of way back, we've also got to, you know, pay homage to the now.
Hmm. Tony, congratulations on what you've been able to achieve and getting this project launched yesterday at Caulfield. Can't wait to see the statue in the Hunter.
Good. Thanks very much, Joe.
Tony Kavanagh joining us as our first guest on Talking Horses this morning, announcing yesterday a special project honouring leading owner and owner's advocate, of course, Nick Collum, who we lost last year.